A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." As he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called to them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Tell you a story about my friend Pete. He's not really a friend, more of an enemy. We kid each other about that all the time. Opposite spectrums in terms of our view of God. But he's a good guy. Great family. But he talks about when he was in the Marines. He was stationed out by San Diego. And one Sunday morning, he found himself face down in the sand at the beach, just waking up. I'm sure you've all experienced the same thing from time to time. Well, he got up, dusted himself off, tried to remember how he got there, went and found the local Walmart, so do a little shopping, get himself presentable, and Walmart was closed. And he couldn't understand it. He was livid. How could this happen? And then he saw the sign, "Closed for Easter." He didn't even realize it was Easter. And he said, at that point, everything changed. He couldn't imagine, not even being aware that it was Easter. He looked inward. And that was the moment where he understood, he recognized what he needed to do and who he needed to be. Now, it's a rather dramatic story, but I love that story because if you were to look at Pete, interact with him today, you would never believe that story. He changed, new direction, a new course. And I think all of us have experienced something similar, maybe not so dramatic, but we have all had those moments where we recognize what is important and what is frivolous. When we come to a crossroads and we say, something needs to change. It's at that moment a decision about our direction, the choice of whether just to throw up our hands, roll over and say, well, this is just the way it is. This is how I am. There is no hope to change. It's how it's always going to be. Or we take stock. Look at who we are. And recognize what we need to do, and who we need to be. You know, the past we cannot change. All we can control is the present and plan for the future. It takes courage to change. It takes a lot of effort. It's always much, much easier just to allow things the way they are. I'm always amazed by people who are able to change course. Always amazed by people who recognize what needs to be done, recognize the people that they need to be. I think some of that is happening in the gospel this morning. Jesus, Andrew, Peter, James, John, everything changes for them today in this passage. They've been going about their business, and now a new direction, a new beginning, a new start. You know, we tend to think of the disciples as young, impetuous, adventurous, daring. But actually, they were well established. Old for the time and the place. They had businesses that they had to look after. They had families. And now Jesus comes by, and everything changes. They chart a new course. They recognize what they need to do and who they need to be. I'm sure it didn't happen instantly. Matthew makes it sound like all the events took place in just a few days. Probably took a long time. But even Jesus is different. Prior to John's arrest, he could go about his business. Nothing really special about him. He knew John, but John was the celebrity. John was the bigwig. That event, John's arrest, had to be important for Jesus. Because the gospel says he went away, he reflected, he took stock, and when next we see him, he's proclaiming that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He's starting his mission. He's looked at who he is. He recognizes who he needs to be and what he needs to do. That's why I love this gospel. Because nothing happens in a straight line. It takes a while. And Jesus, James, John, Peter, Andrew, they all come to a revelation. They all recognize something new. They all change course. That means there's hope for all of us, hope for all disciples, whether today, 2,000 years ago. We can always begin again. We can always reinvent ourselves. We can always start over with God. There is hope. We can always become the people that God calls us to be. We can always recognize what we need to do and who we need to be.